सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
Chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita starts with the question of Arjun. Arjuna, sanyasam karmanam krishna punaryogam cha sansasi yasriya etayorekam tanme bruhi sunishitam. O Bhagwan, in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, you have praised both sanyasam karmanam, renunciation of action, punaryogam, yogam karma yoga also. So you have praised both renunciation of action and performance of action. Performance. They seem to be opposite of each other, is it not so? In one there is no action at all, in other you have to perform action. And Bhagwan has praised both of them. Yasreya etayor ekam tanme bruhi sunishitam sunishitam. Conclusively, please tell me what is Sreya for me. What is good for me? Sriya. Not pray, don't leave it on me. Oh, Arjuna, there are two paths, you can choose anyone, whatever you like. You can go for karma sannyas also, karma yoga also, it is your choice. No! Arjuna is asking his teacher that what will be ultimate good for me? You tell me that mark, that path. Should I go for karma sannyas? Or should I go for karma yoga? That is a question of Arjun. And where he has praised in the chapter 4, we have seen in our last class. Where he has praised karma sannyas and karma yoga, we have seen this. Bhagwan says, sannyasa karma yogasya nisras karau ubhau tayo asti kanyas karma sannyasat karma yoga visishyate sannyasa. Sannyasa means karma sannyasa, renunciation of action, karma yogasya, karma yoga, performance of action. So renunciation of action and performance of action, nisreyas karo ubhau, both will give you the highest bliss. Ubhau, both. Both. So in one you don't have to perform your duty, in other you have to perform duty. In karma yoga we are supposed to perform our duty, in karma sannyas there is no duty. So which one will you like? All of us will like karma sannyas. Kuch nahi karna padega. No duty. And what is karma sannyas? We have seen in our last class, karma sannyas means you are giving your maximum time to sravan manan nididhyasan. No worldly duties, but devoting your full time into sravan manan nididhyasan. And what is karma yoga? Karma yoga is that you are putting full time in performance of action in a particular way. In a particular way. We are also giving full time in doing our duty, but we are not following the Bhagavan's way of performing action. We are not following that. Therefore, our karma, our actions are not karma yoga. Not karma yoga. So Bhagavan says, sannyasa cha karma yoga nisreyas karo ubhau. Both of them will give you the highest bliss. Tayo tu karma sannyasat karma yoga visishyate. Tayo, in between these two, karma yoga and karma sannyas, tu means indeed, visishyate is superior. Which one is superior? Karma yoga is superior than karma sannyas. For whom? Arjun, for you. The dialogue is going on between Bhagavan Krishna and Arjun. Question is of Arjun. Tell me which one is better for me, karma sannyas or karma yoga? And Bhagavan is saying that for you, karma yoga is better. Why better? In last class we discussed that we have to check our vairagya level. If vairagya is more, then we can go for karma sannyas. Do we have that much of vairagya to leave our worldly duties and go for sravan manan nididhyasan? Ask yourself. If the answer is yes, you can go for karma sannyas. If the answer is no, that means we have to perform our actions as karma yoga. So Bhagavan knew that the dispassion level or the vairagya level of Arjun is not that much. He is not fit for karma sannyas. Suppose without vairagya, if you come, go to the karma sannyas, you come for the sravan manan nididhyasan. You go to the Himalaya. Go to the Himalaya. But there also you will be thinking about worldly things because vairagya is not sufficient. You will think about your spouse, you will think about your children, you will think about your wealth. And we have seen what is the highest vairagya, like a vantavastu. Vantavastu as a vomit. If you think that all the sense objects of the world are like that only, it will not give me pleasure. That is the highest. Then you can go for sravan manan nididhyasan. Otherwise it will not happen. So why karma yoga is better? Now Bhagavan is saying in slok number 3.
Geya sanitya sanyasi. Yo na dveshti na kaṅkṣati.
Yo na dveshti na kaṅkṣati.
Nirdvandohi mahābāho. Sukham bandhāt pramuchyate. Geya sanitya sanyasi. Yo na dveshti na kaṅkṣati. Nirdvandohi mahābāho. Sukham bandhat pramuchyate.
Geya, it should be known. What should be known? That he is a nitya sannyasi. Nitya sannyasi means permanent sannyasi. Permanent sannyasi. Who is a permanent sannyasi? Says, ya na dveshti na kanchati nirdvanda. Three conditions are said here. So we all can become nitya sannyasi, a permanent sannyasi, not temporary sannyasi. How? If there is na dveshti, we don't hate anything, na kanchati, no desire, nirdvanda, dvanda means pair of opposite, nirdvanda, free of pair of opposite. Mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. If we have got these three qualifications, na dveshti, na kanchati, nirdvanda, sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Sukham, Arjun, you can cross this sansar very easily, effortlessly. Sukham, very easily, without much of effort, you can cross this sansar. But for you, renunciation of action is difficult. Karma sannyas is not for you. Not for you. Because your vairagya level is low. Therefore, you have to do karma yoga. And later on, Bhagavan will say, without karma yoga, you never become fit for karma sannyas. How vairagya will come? Vairagya will come only when I do karma yoga. When I do my karma yoga, then the vasana will start reducing. When it reaches the lower level, then only I become fit for sravan manan nididhyasan. Then I become fit for. So therefore, the starting point is karma yoga. Middle point is karma sannyas. Then after sravan manan nididhyasan, you become jnani. You become jnani. You become mukta. So karma yoga will also give us mukti, karma sannyas will also give you mukti, because karma yoga, karma sannyas are in one line only. Both will give us the mukti, but Arjun, you have to do karma yoga. Gaya sa nitya sannyasi yona dveshti na kanchati. Gaya, know that to be nitya sannyasi, permanent sannyasi. Our Gurudev used to give all the participants who will come for Jnana Yajna in Siddhavadi a cloak, an orange cloak. For 7 days, you are sannyasi. You have come to Siddhavadi. You don't have to think about noontel, food and everything. You will only do the Sravan Manan Nidityasana while in the Jnana Yajna. You are not thinking about the worldly thing. Therefore, you are sannyasi. But that sannyasi is anitya sannyas for 7 days only. When you go home, you have to return that cloak. The orange cloak, you have to return. But Bhagwan here says you can become nitya sannyasi. Nitya sannyasi. So Lord wants to say sannyas is inbuilt in karma yoga. In karma yoga, sannyas is inbuilt. And karma sannyas is not possible without karma yoga. So we don't have choice. We don't have any choice. We have to start with karma yoga. So how sannyas is inbuilt in karma yoga? Because of the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. We have to understand the relationship between na dveshti, na kanchati and nirdvanda. Nirdvanda, what is dvanda? Pair of opposite. What is pair of opposite? Sukh-dukh. Sukh-dukh at the mental level. Sit-usna at the body level. Man-apman at the intellect level. These pair of opposite are there, nirdvanda. Why this dvanda are coming? Na dveshti, na kanchati. Na dveshti, no hatred or dislike. Kanchati, desires or likes. If I like something, a person, being or a situation, if I get that situation, I will get sukh. I will get sukh. If I get a thing which I don't like, what will I get? Dukh. So result of likes and dislikes, dveshti and kanchati is sukh and dukh. See, if I want to go beyond sukh and dukh, what I have to do? I have to tackle my rag dvesh, likes and dislikes. Rag and dvesh. So dvanda comes in everybody's life, you know. In Bhagwan Ram's life also, dvanda came, sukh and dukkha. Bhagwan Krishna's life also came, dvanda, sukh and dukkha. Dvanda is there in everybody's life. Everybody's life. So if I become nirdvanda, what will happen? Why should I at all try for nirdvanda, free of pair of opposites? So it is, we have already studied in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, that matra sparsaste tu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukkada agama paino anitya tantiticca svabharata. Matra sparsaste, whenever the organs of perception, they touch sense object, what will happen? Sukha and dukkha will come. According to my likes and dislikes, I will get either sukha or dukkha, which you have just now explained. I will get sukha and dukkha. Agama paino anitya, they will come and they will go away. They are anitya, they are temporary. This is our own experience. Each sukh and dukh is coming and going. Tanti tichasya bharata, oh Arjun, you should forbear them. Titiksha karo, you forbear them. Why, Bhagwan? Bhagwan said, yam hi na vyathayante te purusam purusarsabha sam dukkha sukham dhiram so amritatvaya kalpate. One who is not afflicted, one who is not afflicted by sukh and dukh, that person becomes kalpate. He becomes fit for what? Amrit. He becomes fit for the knowledge. He becomes fit for Atmagyan. Atmagyan. How he will look up? Samas tukka sukam dhiram. He is dhir. That person is called intelligent, dhir. Who is that dhir? Who is sam, equipoise in sukh and dukh. Sukh and dukh. Now try it on our own experience. When dukh comes, what happens? We don't want to meet anybody. We want to stay indoors. We don't want to talk. That means we are affected by dukkha. When sukha comes, when we get promotion, we want to enjoy. We throw a party. We are not some. So when the dukkha comes, we go down. When sukha comes, we are elated. Sama dukkha sukham dhiram. Who is a dhir? Dhir is a person who is same in sukh and dukkha. What we have to understand is the karma yoga is not kriya pradhan, it is bhava pradhan. Nowhere in the scripture you will find Bhagwan saying, you do this karma, you do this karma, you do. No. He will not say, change your profession. He will not say that. It is bhava pradhan, it is an understanding pradhan, it is a predominant understanding, a feeling. Karma yoga is a bhava pradhan. And what bhavana we should have? What bhavana? I am das of Bhagwan, das bhava. Hanumanji was always in das bhava. And earlier also in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan has said, mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Karma yoga, definition of karma yoga. Mai sarvani karmani. All karma, sarvani, 100% karma, sanyasya adhyatma chesa, you do it for me. How? Adhyatma chesa, as my servant. Very clearly Bhagwan has said there. Like many of us are employed in companies. So when you are working in a company, is it for your joy or the happiness of the company or your employer? We work for the happiness of our employer. Same way Bhagwan is saying that I have given this you form, this body, and it is because of my presence in your body, your all organs of action or perception are working. So why will you not work for me? I will give you more reward, better than your employer. I am lord of your employer also, know it. So Bhagwan said, become karma yogi. So what is the karma yogi? Na dveshtati, na kanchati. When the dukkha comes, he never hates the dukkha or the source of dukkha. We always complain, he is giving me dukkha. This person, my employer is giving me sorrow. Are you? No, it's not, employer is not giving you sorrow. Employer is only postman, that's all. He is a postman. My children are giving me sorrow. No, they are only postman. My spouse, postman. My friend, postman. Your sukh and dukh are coming through them. They are giving you sukh also, they are giving you dukh. But what is the ultimate cause of sukh and dukh? Are my karma, my karma. My karma's fruit of actions are coming through them. And who gives fruit of action? It is Ishwar. Karturagya prapyate phalam. Lord is giving us fruit of action. How Lord will come? Will Vishnuji come as a postman? Oh, lelo, aap apna lelo, apna sukh lelo, this is your dukha, you take it. No. He will send this all sukh and dukh through other people. Situations, circumstances, they will come. So karma yogi, he does not hate the dukkha or the source of dukkha. It can be a situation, thing or being. He remains equipoised, nirdvanda, equipoised in all such cases. Or he never craves, na kanchati, na dveshti, na kanchati. He will not crave that this situation, this conducive situation should continue. He will not crave for that also. No dvesh and no craving. In karma sannyas also, these factors are there. Na dveshti, na kanchati, and nirdvanda. These three factors are there in karma sannyas also. Both of them got this thing. But Lord says, who is a nitya sannyasi? Who has got no dveshti, na kanchati, and nirdvanda. He is a nitya sannyasi. We all can become nitya sannyasi without wearing ochre cloth. If we have got these three characteristics, three qualifications. Na dveshti, na kanchati, and nirdvanda. One who is not nirdvanda, na dveshti, na kanchati, he is not a sannyasi. If we are afflicted by dvesh, by our likes and dislikes, or we are not equipoised in sukh and dukh, that means we are not sannyasi. So if vairagya is very high, then na dvesh, na kanchati, na dvanda. When the vairagya level is very high, na dvesh, na kanchati, how dvesh? If you consider the whole world as a bant vastu, as a vomit, will you desire anything from the world? Will there be any hatred also? No. I am totally dispassionate from the world. I have learned the first lesson of kindle life very well. There is no joy contact in the objects of the world. And I am established in that. I have a conviction, full conviction. There is no joy. And I want permanent joy. Whatever joy I am getting from the world, that also is impermanent. Never I became permanently happy. None of us became permanently happy. We became yada kada. Permanently happy we never came. So once that conviction comes that worldly objects will never give me permanent happiness, and if I am firm, then the vairagya will automatically happen. I know that this vastu, this being, this person will never give me full satisfaction. I will never become kritya, fulfillment. I will never get fulfillment. Then the vairagya will come. Vairagya will come. If that vairagya is there at the highest level, then this na kanchati, kiski kamna karoge? What will you desire? Bant vastu, the vomited thing. The worldly objects are like a vomit only. That much of vairagya level, if it comes, then nirdvanda and na kanchati, na dveshti will happen. In both cases, karma sannyas and karma yogi, one common factor is there. Both of them want the knowledge of self. Karma yogi also wants knowledge of the self so that he can get mukti, he can get bliss, he can enjoy permanent ananda. Karma sannyasi is also doing the same thing. So the goal of a karma yogi and karma sannyasi is one and same. But the difference between karma yogi and karma sannyasi, what is the difference? Vairagya level are different. Vairagya level are different. Karma yogi vairagya is low, karma sannyasi is vairagya is high. Vairagya is high. So Arjun, you don't have sufficient vairagya. Bhagwan want to say, Arjun, you don't have sufficient vairagya. Why? Yadricha labh santushta, you are not happy. Whatever you get with effortlessly, that is not there in you. You still have got the desire that I am the best archer in the world and I want to fight. That ichha is there in you. You are born as a prince. You will not be satisfied whatever you get effortlessly. And atmani eva santushta tasya karana vidyate, that is also not applicable to you. One who is satisfied in atma, for that there is no kartavya karma. One who is satisfied within, atmani eva tushta tasya karya na vidyate, for that person, there is no duties. So Bhagwan is suggesting here, O Arjun, we are all Arjun. O Arjun, for you, the best method is karma yoga. And it is the method, because Bhagwan has not given any other alternative. Be very clear about that. Whether we do or not do, that is our. Bhagwan has given us the authority. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phalesu kadachana. Whether I will do or not do, Bhagwan is not going to force us. Never. He will never say and come and say, "Now, oh, why you are not doing karma yoga? I told you so many times. Acharya is saying for 7 years, every lecture he is saying about the karma yoga. Have you started?" No. We have understood the science. There is no doubt about that. Science we have understood very well. But we are thinking of an auspicious date. Let the date comes. Let the date, that auspicious date come. We will start. You see, a lot of badhaj obstacles are coming from the world, you know. Every time, new thing, everything, every day, new things are coming. I take a resolution on the 1st January every year, just now I will start my sadhana. I will get up early in the morning at 4 a.m. Never happening. Never. Okay, next.
Sankhya yoga prithak balaha.
Sankhya yoga prithak balaha.
Pravadanti na panditaha.
Pravadanti na panditaha.
Ekam apyasthita samyak.
Ekam apyasthita samyak.
Ubhayor vindate phalam.
Ubhayor vindate phalam.
Sankhya yoga prithak balaha. Pravadanti na panditaha. Ekam apyasthita samyak ubhayor vindate phalam.
Sankhya, Sankhya means the knowledge. Knowledge, Sankhya. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita is Sankhya Yoga. Knowledge of self. Sankhya Yoga. So Sankhya Yoga means Karma Yoga. So Sankhya Yoga, knowledge and Karma Yoga. Prithaka balaha prabhadanti. Prabhadanti, they speak. Who? The balaha. Bala means the ignorant people. Children. They speak. These are two separate paths. Karma yoga and karma sannyas. These are two separate paths. Or karma yoga or the gyan mark. They are two separate paths. Na pandita. But the wise, they don't endorse their view. Why says no, no, no? They are not two separate paths. They are one path. Ekam api asthita. If one is established in one, asthita. How? Samyak. Truly. Once you have decided, you have checked your vairagya level, whether I am fit for karma sannyas or karma yoga, and you have started following karma yoga or karma sannyas, ekam api asthita ubhayo vindate phalam. You will get the fruit of both. What is the fruit of both? Fruit of karma yoga is also mukti, atyantik sukh prapti, and goal of karma sannyas or the atmagyan or the sankhya yoga is also mukti. Same goal. So whether we follow karma yoga or karma sannyas, we will get the mukti. Ananda, permanent bliss we will get. But we have to check whether we are eligible for karma yoga or karma sannyas or jnana. Balaha, bala means what? A jnani, ignorant, who has not got the spiritual knowledge. They are a bala. Balaha. Sankhya, Sankhya word in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita is the knowledge of self, but here it means karma sannyas. Here Sankhya word represent karma sannyas. Now you put karma sannyas and karma yoga in the first word of this look. Sankhya yoga. Sankhya means karma sannyas and yoga means karma yoga. So karma sannyas and karma yoga prithak bala prabhadanti. only the children, only the ignorant people, they say they are two separate paths. Na pandita. And in earlier verse we have seen, karma yoga. Karma yoga will make you fit for karma sanya. What is karma sanya? Sravan manan nididhyasana. Always remember. Karma sanya, no more worldly duty, but you have to work. What is that working now? Sravan manan nididhyasana, about that atma jnan. So karma yoga will make us fit for karma sanyas, and from karma sanyas, after getting the knowledge, we get the mukti and we get the permanent bliss. Karma yoga, karma sanyas, and bliss. Ekam api asita samyak, ekam api asita. According to my vairagya level, if I am fit for karma sanyas, stay in karma sanyas, you will reach that bliss. If you are fit for karma yoga, why karma yoga? Because my dispassion is not that much. My vairagya is low. Therefore, I have to do karma yoga, come to karma sanya, and then mukti. Then we get the permanent ananda. So, ekam api astita samyak. So, if you are fit for karma yoga, do it properly, karma yoga. If you are fit for karma sanyas, according to vairagya, stay in karma sanyas. Stay in sravan man nididhyasana. You will reach there. Ubhayo bindate phalam. So whether you are staying in karma yoga or karma sanya, you will get the fruit of both. What is the fruit of both? Is the mukti. You will get the fruit of both. So they are not different path. Pandit, who is a pandit? Pandit is a jnani who knows the essence of karma, akarma and vikarma. We have studied karma, karma, vikarma. What is the essence of karma, karma, vikarma? Refer to sloka number 18 of chapter 4. The essence of karma, karma, and vikarma is akarta, atma. Atma is always akarta. And with his knowledge, what he has done? Jnana agni sarv karmani bhasma sat kurte yatha. Again in chapter 4 we have studied. With the knowledge, what he has done? His all sanchit karma are destroyed. Agami karma are also destroyed. And this morning we were discussing even the prarabdha are also destroyed. There is no prarabdha for jnani. No prarabdha for jnani. Ekam api asita samyak ubhayo bindate phalam. So anyone who does anyone, karma yoga or karma sanya, that choice is there. But eligibility is different. Eligibility is the check your vairagya level. And both will get the same result. So in the both cases, whether it is karma yogi and karma sannyasi, both of them got raga and dvish. Purity of mind at one place may be more, other place may be less. Purity of mind deeper, but both of them have got the rag and dvish. When this rag and dvish will end? Total 100% rag and dvish will end only when we get the knowledge of the self. After Brahma Jnan or after Atma Jnan, there is no rag and dvish. There is no rag and dvish. There is no ego. And anything which is related with the ego, that also is not there. Nothing is there. No ragdvesh. So 100% ragdvesh will go away only after realization. 100%. Before that, both of them, both karma yogi and karma sannyasi, has got this ragdvesh. Ragdvesh, likes and dislikes. Na kanchati, na dvishti. Kanchati, likes. Dvishti, dislikes. So like and dislikes are there in both. Both are seeker only. One is advanced seeker, another is a little bit less advanced. Karma yogi, little bit less advanced. Karma sannyasi, he is little bit advanced. His vairagya level is little bit high than the karma yogi. So both of them have got the issue of rag and dvish. But jnani has got no rag and dvish. Jnani has got no raag and dvesh. Other than Jnani, he is still the seeker, is a Jnani. He is striving for Jnan. And at the lowest level is the Jnani, the Balaha. They have not started their journey. But Karma Yogi and Karma Sannyasi, they have started their journey. But they have got the likes and dislikes. Both of them have raag and dvesh. How they tackle raag and dvesh? How Karma Yogi tackles raag and dvesh? How Karma Sannyasi tackles raag and dvesh? It's different method. It seems all of you are very much interested to know how to tackle this likes and dislikes. Tackling likes and dislikes means vasana in BMI chart. In BMI chart, the vasana represents likes and dislikes. We also say agyan, we also say maya, we also say trigun, avidya. These are all the synonyms for the vasanas. So we all are very much interested. So how Karma Yogi and Karma Sannyasi, they tackle their raag and dvesh. They are two different methods. Their approach are different. Their approach are different, which we will take up in our next class. If you are interested, then you have come to next class. You all have to come to next class. Because we all have, whether you are a Karma Yogi or Karma Sannyasi, even if you are not Karma Yogi and Karma Sannyasi, even if you are Ajnani, we all have got the raag and dvesh. In full measure, we have got raag and dvesh, likes and dislikes. So, how to tackle this raag and dvesh, we'll take up in our next lecture.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.